What is happening, everybody? I am Jason Roslin, back for another video on demand here as part of the Osmo YouTube content. This is the top five values for the Sony Open, and got our first full field event of the PGA DFS season. Thankful to be here, and we get our first cut sweat, of course. For all of you that are maybe new to the sport, well, get ready for Friday afternoon, or this week, Friday evening, as your lineups will go from nothing to everything and everything to nothing in just a few holes. So let's jump into a few golfers that I think might help your lineups this week, maybe provide a little bit of consistency. Then we'll go into the sleepers, of course, on our next video. So make sure you like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when these videos do come live. Also want to thank our sponsor here of the Video On Demand series, Jock Market. And if you're a former or still current investor in the stock market, well, this is for you. Take a listen here. Fantasy sports turns into a stock market exchange. What you do is, in the pre-IPO, you buy and sell shares of players. Then when your contest starts, you get to sell them in real time or even pick up some other shares of other players. Now, download the Jock Market app to get started today. And here's a couple of other things. You're going to get an exclusive Osmo promo code up to $50 on your first deposit. Plus, you're going to get your first market guarantee. Jock Market will refund any losses in your first NFL or NBA market up to $100. So that's great. Check out Jock Market today. All right, now let's jump into our top five values here. We're going to start off with, and maybe this is a little bit of no to Ben Raza, my partner and my co-host there on Tuesday afternoons for the PGA DFS Strategy Show. It is Emiliano Grillo. Let's first talk about his off the field or off the course stuff going on. He tweeted out a picture of him looking quite dapper. Him and his, I'm going to say fiance or wife, I'm not entirely sure. He hasn't been very forthcoming, but regardless, she is pregnant. So the nappy factor in full effect here for Grillo. Clearly he was busy during the offseason. It's coming in at just 7,300 this week, 9,000 over there on FanDuel. You look at his course history, 21st and 47th. So again, we're looking for stability. He's very good with his irons, hitting those greens in regulation, and of course those mid irons as well. His wedge isn't the best part of his game. That's why he does have a pretty good fit here. We take a look at his last year's strokes gain rank, obviously enough to get into the top 125. So he's 55th off the tee and 83rd on the approach. Certainly, we expect a little bit better there for Grillo. 129 around the green and 164 on the putting. We know as Grillo goes, so does his putter, or Grillo goes as his putter goes, we should say. All right, next thing I want to talk about is Siwoo Kim. He's coming in at just $7,700 this week. But when we take a look at his stats from last week's Kapalua event, Century Tournament of Champions, we find that Siwoo just struggled with his irons. Now, most people might be a little bit nervous to play him after that this week, but for me, for Siwoo, he does good when his irons have a spike week. If you look at all of his statistical numbers from last year, we've got 88th on the approach, 154 off the tee, 155 around the green, and 65 putting. But let's go back to the approach for a second, 88th. He has spike weeks. He has weeks where he'll gain 10 or more strokes on the approach, 8 or more strokes on the approach, and then the next week he'll lose 4, 5, or 6, which kind of gives him that middle ground, as I mentioned, 88th last year. But if you catch him on one of those spike weeks, $7,700 is just going to be too cheap for him in this field that features no golfers in the top 10 except for Cam Smith, who has just made the top 10 after his win at the Century Tournament of Champions last week. So with only one golfer in the top 10, well, Siwoo Kim, definitely an opportunity priced at $7,700 this week. Comes in as one of the better values, of course, as part of the PGA DFS projections here at Osmo. Okay, third guy I want to talk about is a guy I go back and forth with all the time. I try to play him in the right spots. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's Christian Bezuidenhout. $7,800 for a guy that did breakthrough in the PGA Tour last year. He is a full-time PGA Tour member now. Coming in at just $7,800 this week. He has not played this course yet, but a course that really doesn't make you hit a lot of fairways to score well, just need to be a good putter. Well, Bezuidenhout is that, certainly, and certainly very good around the green. When we take a look at his strokes gained ranks from last year, well, Bezuidenhout still didn't quite get in enough. He wasn't fully a PGA Tour member at that point. So for Bezuidenhout, we'll take a look. But here's what I will do. I will tell you what I know about Bezuidenhout's game. And he's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. His strokes gained around the green, also one of the best numbers. So keep an eye out for Christian Bezuidenhout this year. I think he could have a big time season. Okay, the next guy I want to talk about is Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis, well, goes by Cam Davis now in some formats, specifically on his PGA Tour. That's what he goes by. He's going in at 8,200 this week. Last week, in his first trip to Kapalua, came in the top 10, scored incredibly well, and most of his game looked pretty in form. When we take a look at his stats from last week, well, we see that he pretty much did everything we would want him to do in the first start of the season. He gained strokes in pretty much every category, except for on the approach. He actually matched the field, did not gain or lose any strokes over the four rounds, but the other three categories he did. For Cam Davis, that is what we absolutely love to see. Coming in at just 8,200 this week with pretty good course history, 31st and 9th in his last two. Coming off the top 10, everything seems to be moving in the right direction for Cameron Davis here this week. So let's go into our last one. And this is where I had a little difficulty. I liked a couple of guys. I liked Corey Connors all the way at the top as part of a value. But we're going to stick with the Awesomos projections here as our top value of a golfer that is priced over $8,000 this week. You guessed it, or maybe you didn't. It is Russell Henley. Now, Russell Henley, if you use one of our other great premium tools that we have here at Osmo, called the Unofficial World Golf Rankings, well, you'd be able to know that he is one of the best, or we should say one of the top-ranked golfers as compared to his actual official world golf ranking. So Russell Henley, fire him up this week. We know that he is superb on the approaches, ranked 16th last year on strokes gained on the approach. We know if he gets those going again, and well, he gets that putter going. I'm sorry, he wasn't 16th, he was sixth. I was reading that incorrectly there. 93rd off the tee for Russell Henley, 108 around the green and 105 putting, which is actually a better season for him. Russell Henley is also a winner here in the past, but in his most recent performances here at Wiley Country Club and the Sony Open, came in 11th last year and a missed cut the year before that. So let's go 5-1 again. Emiliano Grillo, Siwoo Kim, Christian Bezuidenhout, Cameron Davis, and Russell Henley. Those are your top five values for the Sony Open. Again, everybody, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here so you get notified when these videos do come live. And of course, make sure you join Ben, Raz, and I on the PGA DFS Strategy Show today. Today is Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Of course, if you're listening to this after 1 o'clock, well, we've got it on playback for you. A great way to come get all of our picks, get our strategy that we'll be using this week. So until then, everybody, want to thank Jock Market, our sponsor of the Video On Demand series. And of course, good luck this week at the Sony Open. And we will see you next week stateside for the first PGA Tour event of the year in California. So until next week, cheers, everybody.